The Alaska Air National Guard released the names today of the four crew members who died Wednesday in the C-17 crash on Elmendorf Air Force Base. They were Major Aaron Malone, Major Michael Freyholtz, Master Sergeant Thomas Sicardo, and Air Force Captain Jeffrey Hill. Malone's hometown was Anchorage. Major Guy Hayes is a public affairs officer with the Alaska National Guard.
Major Malone served his country with distinction for 12 years in the Air National Guard, and he's been in the military for quite a few years. He was initially assigned to the Iowa Air National Guard, and he transferred up to Alaska in 2008 to fly the C-17.
Malone was an instructor pilot for the C-17 and a former pilot with Alaska Airlines. Hayes says Major Michael Freyholtz joined the Air Force in 1998.
He's originally from Minnesota, but he left active duty and joined the Alaska Air National Guard in May of 2000 and was the first outside pilot hired for our 249th Airlift Squadron, and he was instrumental in standing it up here in Alaska.
Master Sergeant Thomas Sicardo had been deployed several times to support the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Major Hayes says he had a long military career.
He served with distinction for more than 28 years in the Armed Forces of the United States. And, it's hard to say enough about somebody who served their country and their state for so long. He joined the Alaska Air National Guard in September of 1997, and he had so much experience in the Marines, the Army, and the Air Force Reserve that he was an invaluable asset to our organization.
Sicardo had also saved more than 60 lives working rescue missions with the Guard. Air Force Captain Jeffrey Hill was a C-17 instructor pilot who began his career in 1998. Hayes says he was originally from Pennsylvania.
And he was a gifted aviator, and he's going to be sorely missed here in Alaska for what he brought to the table. He was just a great person and a great individual and better pilot.
Hill loved the outdoors, including hunting, fishing, and hiking, and helped motivate younger airmen to stay fit. He was known around Elmendorf Air Force Base for his infectious smile, great sense of humor, and his positive attitude. Hayes says on base, people are coping with the losses as well as can be expected.
I mean, anytime you deal with something like this, it's difficult, but we find a way to move on and honor their memories by doing what we do, and that's continuing with the mission and serving the United States and the state of Alaska.
The four men died Wednesday when the C-17 cargo plane crashed shortly after taking off on a training mission for this weekend's air show. There will be a memorial for the men at the air show where people are invited to leave flowers.